In just a minute, Carl will spin the hits as we play Carl Castle's Countdown. But right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Pat Conrath from Houston.
Hey, how are things in Houston?
Oh, just great. We had an unseasonably cool day today, and so we opened the windows.
That's nice.
First time in a while.
Wow. What happened? Did anything fly in or fly out?
Well, we actually prevented the birds in the backyard from hitting the windows.
That's good, because they like the air conditioning as well, don't they? Pat, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on just two of them, you'll be the winner.
Okay.
Ready? All right. Here is your first limerick.
Some new car ads are getting quite rash. No crazy Al's prices got slashed. The folks selling Jettas think they can do better and show their new car in a...
Whoa. Well, all we make in Houston is gas.
That's true.
I don't know. I guess in a bash.
No.
Think best
crash.
Picture.
Yeah.
Right, crash, yes. Right, yes, he said it, crash. So you watch it, so this VW commercial comes on, and it's like any other car commercial, charming, attractive people in their shiny new car, chatting in an interesting way, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, wham! They're in a huge car accident. Just glass, noise, horror. And these ads are supposed to show, of course, the safety features of these new Volkswagens. Now, some people think that the ads are going for pure shock value. Others think that focusing on safety can be good for sales. One insurance company rep said, quote, "It's a better message than telling people the stereo has 400 watts, although if those passengers were cranking up the stereo, the other car would have heard them and swerved." So that's a safety feature. All right.
Volkswagen has a new spokesman, though, for that campaign, don't they? Patrick Kennedy?
Hi, I'm...
Ooh, you implied that Patrick Kennedy crashed his car.
Here is your next limerick.
Mixing a cocktail, we flunk, but we still hit the Schlitz in a funk. When Tarzan's a dud, we say, break out the bud. Monkeys are just like people when...
drunk.
Right, yes. They get drunk, then they get into Jettas, and all hell breaks loose. No, a study from the National Institutes of Health finds that monkeys act much like humans when they hit the bottle. For example, lonely monkeys drink 2 to 3 times more than those that have companions.
Oh.
Also, just like
They're
people...
drinking for two.
Yeah. Just like people, some primates are predisposed to alcohol dependency, may drink more when stressed. Scott Chen, one of the study's authors, said, quote, "It was not unusual to see some of the monkeys stumble and fall, sway and vomit, and a few of our heavy drinkers, they would drink until they fell asleep."
Mm. They don't call people up in the middle of the night, though.
No.
You just hear them bouncing and going...
I don't want to be seen as exploiting the problem, but if any of you have a monkey with a drinking problem, I am opening a rehab.
Some of them... Some
that's
of
funny, because I'm marketing monkey brow. Some cross purposes there, Paula.
A lot of monkeys have said that it's helpful just to sit in a circle with other monkeys with the same problem.
Just talk about it.
And just, you know, be open.
Sometimes it's awful. Sometimes the monkeys get so drunk they start hitting on the macaques, and those are ugly creatures.
What are you looking at?
What's hitting bottom for a monkey?
Never seen a guy hit a banana before.
Yeah, exactly. Right, when you're dealing with a species that's known to throw its own waste.
Yeah, already.
Sober. And they're healthy. That's not good. That's a well-adjusted monkey doing that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
From the handful of monkeys that I've reached out to. And we've all been there, but a number of them have said to me that when they wake up in the morning with a monkey, they don't know.
Yeah.
That's a particularly low point.
Yeah. I can handle it.
All right, that's enough of that. All right.
I don't think there will ever be enough of that, really.
No. Drinking monkey jokes, hey.
You ready for your last limerick?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Here's your last one.
It's kids modeling putty in day glow, which the nose buys. It's got final say-so. Homemade stuff works as well, but it's not got that smell. So we're selling a perfume of...
Play-Doh?
Yes, indeed. It's been stuck in your carpet, in your hair. Now you can get it in your nose. Hmm. As part of the year-long celebration of Play-Doh's 50th anniversary, you can buy a one-ounce bottle of Eau de Play-Doh. It's now a perfume, so for a mere $19, you can smell once again like a three-year-old. Carl, how did Pat do in our quiz?
Pat was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers, so Pat, you win our prize. Congratulations. Yeah.